the Amazon, I discovered that the shaman works with perceptual states, that shamans are people of the percept, whereas in the West, we are people of the precept. We get precepts, we get rules, we get Ten Commandments. We elect lawmakers that make more rules, legislators to run the country. You've never heard of Congress getting together and saying, we have too many laws, we should do away with some of these laws, even the tax laws. So we are a society that is run by rules, a society of people of the precept. The Greeks were people of the concept. They didn't get rules, they got ideas. They understood that there was nothing as powerful as an idea whose time had come. Shamans are people of the percept. They don't work with rules, only occasionally do they get ideas. But if they want to change the world, they will engage in perceptual shifts. They change their perception and the world changes. The shaman understands that there are four levels that we can engage the world through, that there are four perceptual levels of engagement. The first one is the material world, the level of matter. And it's useful to think of these as Russian nesting dolls that nest within each other, the outside levels informing the innermost ones. The second is the level of mind. We know that the mind informs the body. The third is the level of the soul. We know that the soul informs the mind, which informs the body. And the fourth is the level of spirit, which informs the soul, which informs the mind, which informs the body. In the West, we tend to work at the uppermost two levels, at the physical level of the body and at the psychological level of the mind. The shaman, on the other hand, works at the level of spirit, at the level of the soul and at the level of spirit. Each one of these levels has its own language. The level of the body of the material has the language of chemistry, of molecules, of atoms. The mind has the language of words. The soul utilizes the language of images, and we are still hunters and gatherers of images. The level of the soul is the level of ceremony, of ritual, of candles, of fires, of Gregorian chants, of songs, of mantras, of ceremony, of drums. The language of the spirit is energy. And you cannot take the language of one of these levels into the other because it does not understand that language. So for example, I can ask you to raise your hand, which we can all do, but if I ask you to raise your blood pressure, it's very difficult for most of us to do that. But if I were to show you images that I took in a recent Brazil trip of Brazilians on the beach at Ipanema, beautiful men, beautiful women, they have these very small bathing suits that they call dental floss. If you were to see these images, I'm sure your blood pressure would go up because there are centers in the brain that respond to imagery that do not respond to words, which is why visualization works so much better than affirmations, particularly if you're an athlete or a business person. You can visualize the outcome of an event. You can visualize yourself making that run down the mountain, a perfect run on your skis down the mountain, and the body will be informed by it. So the visualization works at a much deeper level of the brain.